From Books in Motion, this is Kevin Foley reading Red Wind by R. Carl Largent. Now let's begin with Red Wind. Associated Press News Bulletin, Miami. A jet described as a military E-4 aircraft plowed into the ocean south and west of Point Sable and burst into flames shortly before 11 p.m. Several witnesses said the plane exploded in midair. Chapter 1, 31 October, Time, 2301 LT. Jacqueline Marceau could account for her time since she left her office. Not that anyone would question her. After all, there was no reason to suspect her of anything other than the occasional indiscretions of any single woman in Washington. Nevertheless, she carefully jotted down each thing she had done and scribbled the approximate times between each. For over a year now, she had held the somewhat vague and uninspired title of Asian expert in a largely clerical pool of language specialists assigned to the Development Department of the CIA. Even though it pleased Mao Chuan, it was not what she had hoped for when she applied for the position. Rather, it was a dreary day-to-day job that thus far had called upon her to do little more than translate from Chinese to English reams of shipping documents and cargo manifests monitored by the agency. It was curious, she often thought, how the American government was willing to overlook the fact that she was a Cambodian nationalist by birth, for no other reason than that she read Chinese, and could call her superior's attention to articles of interest from Renmin Ribao. The People's Daily was still the official paper of the Communist Party. She had left the office with two of her co-workers and walked to the parking lot with them. They had invited her.